Keeping things rolling as we head on over to Amherst to talk some Comet football with a second-year head coach of the Amherst Comets. You know him as Coach Kenny Fritz. Coach, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. We always appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys for having me. How you guys doing?
Oh, not too bad, Coach. Not too bad. And I think you might have had the best summer out of all of us so far, as I do believe, according to one Coach Fritz's Twitter account, you got married earlier this summer. Is that correct?
I did. I found someone dumb enough to tell me yes.
Well, there you go. There you go. Big congratulations to you. I'll go ahead and disclose the fact that I get married in 5 days on Saturday. I'll be doing that same thing. So.
Awesome!
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I'll be in that same boat. So that was awesome to see. Congratulations to you again. As focus now turns toward the gridiron, as you and the kids look to get that first win for you since taking over at Amherst. I know last year didn't go according to plan. I know we talked about it a number of times throughout the course of last season. So heading into this year, Coach, did the team kind of take the strides that you wanted to see over the summer? Did they take those steps necessary to get back into the win column? How did that all shape out this summer for you guys?
Yeah, you know, we acknowledge last year. We don't act like it didn't happen. We let them know that, you know, it was the best lesson that nobody asked for. Find a lot out about yourself, find a lot out about your program and about the people around you. And, you know, these kids took last year off the chin, and I think they only use it as motivation for the upcoming season. They've been working really hard. They've been doing the right things in the off season. You know, I can't speak enough about the way these kids have worked and responded to the adverse situation that was last year.
Did you learn a lot about yourself as a head coach? I know that was your first year at the helm of the program, and I'm sure it was a lot to take in. And now that you've kind of gotten a little bit of a chance to reflect on that and make some adjustments, or however you wanted to do things, how do you view yourself heading into year two now?
You feel like you're much more prepared. You still know that, you know, year two is still very early on in your career, but you definitely feel like you've learned a lot from the mistakes you've made in the year prior to, and in how you can be better for the program, how you can be better for the community, and how you can be better for the kids. So absolutely, I feel much better than I did last year because, you know, having that first year, every head coach I've ever talked to always says year one's the worst. You know, it's the year that you have to really figure things out. And we did. We learned from it. And like I said, we don't act like it didn't happen. We acknowledge it, and we use it as motivation and kind of a realization that that's not where we want to be, but where we want to go is forward from here.
Coach, you got a couple seniors to build off of offensively. You bring Heckman back at quarterback, and you got Gendix, who's a pretty good athlete. So how do you build around them? How do you turn things around with some senior leadership there?
Two kids of varsity experience, senior leadership's really important. Making sure that they know, those two kids know my expectations, very loud, very clear. And the hope is that they get the young kids to kind of also follow those expectations. And, you know, it's, you're setting a program up for success, you know, for future references, future years, I'm sorry. But having those two kids to make sure that the expectations laid out and our philosophy of the program is laid out, it's huge.
Talk to me about what you have in front of them. You know, sometimes you got some special athletes in the skill positions, but you got to be able to put some big boys up in front of them to give them a little bit of time to do some things. Are you filling in along the line? How are things working there?
Yeah, you know, we return Caden Henry. He's a big bodied kid. He's 6'5". He's 330 pounds. He's a great bodied kid to have in front. Any quarterback or running back would love to have a kid like him in front of them. And we've got some younger kids stepping up, some, you know, juniors that are coming up to play. Our center, Joey Brooks, he's started about midway through the year last year, somebody who got real varsity experience. He's undersized, but Joey's a kid that plays with tenacity all the time. And then, you know, to the right and left of him, you have two twins that are just as good as anybody in terms of tenacity and physicality. And the Alville twins, I think they do a great job as well.
Coach, you've got North Olmsted, Valley Forge from the GLC, and they're programs that have been hovering around 500, just kind of maybe on the verge of breaking through, and then Buckeye, a pretty good team. So, and then Lord knows when you get in the SWC, nobody feels sorry for you. How do you use those three non-league games to get something to build off of? Is there a specific focus on Valley Forge and what you want to do with Valley Forge at this point?
The message of the kids always is start fast, whether it be practice, whether it be the season, whether it be anything, is we always want to have a fast start. So being able to have a fast start on the season is definitely huge, but, you know, we don't have anything that's to take any light at the beginning of the season. You know, Valley Forge is a respectful program. That coach does a great job there, and then you roll into Buckeye with Coach Dennison, does a great job, and you roll into North Olmsted. So, you know, what it does is it prepares us for conference play, and again, like you said, nobody feels sorry for you in the SWC. every week's cutthroat. You know, anybody can beat anybody. It's great competition. I love being a part of it. But those first 3 weeks definitely helped you prepare for that. So, you know, the message of the kids is fast start. You got to start fast no matter what.
Coach, were you able to get a couple of scrimmages in leading up to the season? If so, how's that been working out for your guys?
Good. You know, it's always great when you get to have an opponent that's not yourself. You get to really see, you know, glaring mistakes that are made, you know, coachable mistakes that are made, and things you can work on and build on, and things that we do really well. To where you don't just focus on the negative, but you can really hit home on the positive as well and make these kids realize that what they're doing is right and it is the message that we want to do. We just got to continue to build on it and fix the little mistakes.
There you go. Well, Coach, we will see you week one on the 18th, a little Thursday night action from Byers Field as you guys will travel on over there to take on Valley Forge. That one should be a lot of fun as you kick off our season here on WEOL again on Thursday the 18th. Little Amherst at Valley Forge action here on WEOL should be a lot of fun. And, Coach, thank you very much for your time this evening. We always appreciate it, and best of luck to you and your guys week one. I'm confident in you and your guys for a much improved 2022 this time around.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your time.